alive and remain shall join him in the air. And I tell you, when he comes, the scripture says, every eye will see him, every eye will behold him, and the trumpet is going to sound. Can you hear it now? The trumpet sounding? I can hear it. I can hear it right now. If you can't hear it, you need to tune in your ear, my friend, because Jesus is coming soon. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The Feast of the Lord, God's prophetic calendar from Calvary to the Kingdom, $25 to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about that document that separates America from all the other nations in the world. A document which specifically prescribes what the federal government can do. That's in Article 1, Section 8. There's only 18 things the federal government is supposed to do. Anything else is unconstitutional, and most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional, which is why the public acceptance and public certainly support for Congress today is about 10%. That's all. The rest of the people think Congress is doing a bad job. Only 10% think they're doing a good job, but people really don't understand that our Congress has been taken over by subversives, people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and abide by its restrictions, and yet go right ahead and pass legislation to dominate and control every aspect of our lives. And they're well rewarded for it with pensions and all sorts of benefits and certainly the ability until very recently to take the information they knew because of the committees they were on, how certain legislation was going to attack stock prices. And they were allowed to invest in those stock prices and make fabulous amounts of money. As you call it, insider training. But, of course, as long as they were congressmen, they weren't held to the same standards. Now, supposedly, they're going to enact some legislation to get away from that, but that was corrupt. They've known what it was corrupt. Corruption is what Congress is all about, and yet that was not what it was intended to be. Initially, our Congress was to meet a few weeks out of the year, and the rest of the time they were to be back home making an honest living. And the whole function of our federal government was to take care of the defense of America, but to basically limit the power of the federal government so matters dealing with life, liberty, and property could be cared for at the state and the local level. But we never teach that in schools today. In fact, Congress, the federal government, was to have nothing to do with education. Today, they dominate education. They determine largely what our children learn. And what our children learn is obedience to the state. Our children now are graduating from college and high school as world students, and their loyalty is not to God in America, but to this globalist dream of this small little subversive group that controls the federal government. Well, that is the background, Pastor David Whitney. You pick up the story. David, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Go right ahead.
Mentioning education, we've had a fascinating go-round now for a little over a month as one of our hosts in Ohio knew some of the folks on the school board, and some of the folks on the school board became very interested in Springboro, Ohio, of our course materials, and thought, you know, this ought to be taught in the schools. Like you say, it's not taught. They don't learn what the founders meant by the words they put on paper. They don't learn the founding documents in Ohio. The state legislature and the governor passed a bill, signed it into law, that said students in high school must study the founding documents, and they must study those founding documents from the founders' perspective. In other words, they must learn what the founders meant. And so they looked at our course and they said, well, this course meets that state standard of education perfectly. So let's offer a trial run this summer. Parents are welcome to come to the course. Anybody in the community that wants to attend the course, and of course, students are welcome. And we will evaluate Institute on the Constitution this summer, 12-week course, and then we'll make a decision at the end, and maybe it'll be offered then for credit during the school year as an elective for students at Springboro High School.
However, didn't the ACLU come along and object to it because it talked about God, and even though the Constitution talks about God, that's not allowed.
That's right. They objected.
Gold and silver is tremendously
undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
To Stan and Pastor Whitney is just talking about here in Ohio, and this one community, they were going to actually have in the school buildings during the summer a trial to find out if suddenly how the course put out by the Institute of the Constitution would be received. And they were immediately attacked by the ACLU and by the local media. And the local media, of course, as with media most of the media across America, was viciously attacking this idea of teaching the Constitution and teaching certainly the background of the Constitution, especially mentioning God. Well, of course, if you read the Constitution, it talks about God. It talks about nature's law and nature's God and the supreme ruler of the universe and divine wisdom. And there's no question, of course, the Creator. They talk about the Creator in the Constitution. The people who founded America, of course, understood this. And to read the Declaration of Independence, they all understood, certainly, that this was a vitally important part of the background of America, was the religious foundation. In fact, it was James Madison who had said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. Our form of government was made for a moral and religious people who wouldn't work for any other. And that is, of course, why we're having trouble today. You can't have a limited government and immoral people. And we've taken morality out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and right and wrong out of our schools. And we've taught our children that they are divine, that certainly they have to determine what's right and wrong. And you tell me what 12 or 13 or 15 or 18-year-old child can be. Basically come up with what's right or wrong based upon how they feel. Well, unfortunately, there in Ohio, they were able to force the schools not to allow the course to be given in a school building. But fortunately, a Christian church that had bought a school put the program, and the first meeting was tonight. And apparently, it was to a sellout crowd, despite the fact that the newspaper lied and repeatedly said the course had been canceled. And yet, how many people were there? Were there over 100 or more, David?
I think there was just around 100. I don't know the exact numbers because I haven't heard the report as to how it went tonight. But in terms of the people signing up, it was a sellout in terms of the space they had available. So the media did not win. And the other good news, we don't know if this is going to be able to happen, but one of the things that the Supreme Court has ruled on is that students can form a club of their choosing. That is, if the students initiate it, not the teachers, not the faculty, not the staff or the institution, but the students initiate a club on any subject they choose, well, they can have that club. So one of the options might be that a student or several students there at the Springboro High School would choose to hold a Constitution club, and the method of doing that club would be to offer our course there in that same school. So we'll see that possible strategy that would do an end run, and the ACLU really can't do anything about it. The Supreme Court has issued their opinion that this is legitimate, that students indeed have the right to choose to study something independent of the regular school day as an after-school club. You know, there's a chess club, and there's various sports clubs and all kinds of different clubs that the students form. Well, there could be a Constitution Club, and perhaps this is something that could catch on all over the country, because students can, according to the Supreme Court, have the freedom to choose to study materials such as ours as long as they initiate the program and they form a Constitution Club on their campus. So this ought to be an idea that we get rolling around the country and get students who are still sadly in public school. I would recommend any parent take their children out and either homeschool them or send them to a Christian school, because they'll have a far better education instead of the indoctrination being shoved down their throat at the public institution. But maybe there's an end run. And the good news is that many, many more people now know that there is an organization out there, Institute on the Constitution, teaching the founders' view of law and government, and that view is a biblical view of law and government, and that you cannot talk about our Constitution without speaking about the God that is the God of the Bible that our founders firmly believed in. So it's ironic that parent said, well, you know, teaching the Constitution is unconstitutional. Well, what did he mean by that? Where did he come up with such an inane idea? Well, he got it from opinions of the Supreme Court about the First Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. And that First Amendment clearly says Congress shall not establish a national religion. Doesn't say the school board can't, or the state of Ohio can't, or any local jurisdiction county. No, it says Congress alone is prohibited from establishing a national religion. And religion, of course, they mean the Christian faith in all its orthodox branches. The second protection of our First Amendment says, or Congress cannot prohibit the free exercise, thereof. That is the free exercise of the Christian religion. Exercise is an important term here because it implies not just thoughts, what's in your conscience, what's inside your head. It implies words and actions. Indeed, when we look at what Jesus commands his disciples to do, it always involves words. They're to go and proclaim the gospel. It always involves actions. They are to demonstrate their faith in Christ. So you really cannot follow Christ without words and action, not just what you believe in your head. And this is an important distinction because, for example, the Russians under the Soviet Union, the totalitarian communist regime, they claim to have religious freedom because they said you have freedom of conscience. That is what you believe inside your head. You're free to believe anything you want, but you did not have freedom of action under the Soviet regime. That is, the words you spoke and the actions you took could not express your Christian faith. That was against the law. But they claim to have freedom of conscience because it's what you believe in your mind, but not what you say with your tongue and not what you do with your hands and your feet. Well, our founders knew that that is a sham. That's not a freedom of religion at all. You must be able to exercise, that is, both in words and action, or else you really have no serious freedom of religion. Well, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, the Supreme Court has issued a number of different opinions, one of the most significant in that it has become one of the tests that the Supreme Court uses in free exercise clause cases. The case back in 1972, Wisconsin v. Yoder. Yoder was an Amish farmer, and this came to be known as the Yoder test. And as with many other Supreme Court tests, last time we were talking about the Lemon test on the first clause of the First Amendment, but as with many of these tests, what they ultimately say is that to define the word put down in this test, we have to surrender more and more power to the Supreme Court. In fact, you know, any Supreme Court decision that's ever handed down, one thing you can be sure about, even if it's something that we might be happy about, that looked like a good decision. There's very few of those these days coming out of the Supreme Court. But no matter what, the Supreme Court is going to rule to expand its power, to give out an opinion that requires people in society to ultimately come back to the Supreme Court and say, what did you mean by this and this and this? And how would you define this word and that word over there in this case before you? So it always comes back to expanding the power of the Supreme Court with every decision they issue. And the Yoder test, I think, is a good example of that. In that supposed test, there's three prongs that determine the issue of free exercise of religion. And the first is a question, does the individual have a religious belief? Well, that's an interesting question. How are you going to find that out, whether an individual has a sincere religious belief? Well, you're going to have lawyers in black robes making that determination if the person's religious belief is sincere and if it is their true belief. Or they're going to somehow open up their brain and take a look inside and say, yeah, okay, that looks like a sincere religious belief. That expands the power of the court. Second prong of the Yoder test, does government action impose substantial burden upon the exercise of that religious belief? Okay. So we have to determine if what the government's doing, their action, imposes a substantial burden. Well, wait a minute. How do you determine a substantial burden? Or more important question, who determines what a substantial burden is? Well, again, lawyers wearing black robes, the judges are going to tell us what is a substantial burden upon the exercise of that religious belief. Does this government action impose that substantial burden, or does this government action not impose that? So again, it comes right on back. We have to go to the court to get a further refinement, definition, application, and so on. Well, the third prong, likewise, does the same sort of expansion of Supreme Court power. It asks the question, does government have a compelling interest that cannot be achieved by less restrictive means? here again, you got a number of words and phrases that have to be defined. What is the compelling interest? Does government have compelling interest? What's that mean? And how would you measure a compelling interest on the part of the government? And who makes that decision? And it comes back to lawyers in black robes. A compelling interest that cannot be achieved by a less restrictive means. What is a less restrictive means? How do we know what that means? Whose opinion is the determiner of that? And again, it comes back to lawyers in black robes. So this Yoder test is actually an expansion of the Supreme Court's power and a statement that they are the final arbiter as to what all these words and all these phrases mean. They are the ones that determine exercise of religion and what that means in our day, rather than what our founders clearly said. They cannot in any way, federal government cannot prohibit the free exercise of the Christian faith.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney. We're talking about the background of our Constitution and how the subversive element which has been placed onto the United States Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen, these subversive elements are there, and they tie into covert and secret organizations. And if you don't think the Masons controlled the Supreme Court for almost 30 years and took God and prayer out of our schools, go up on the Internet, simply pull down Masons in the Supreme Court. You'll find what we're telling is true. We'll be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger, because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thought, and basically, as Pastor David Whitney is with us, and we're talking certainly about the First Amendment and how certainly why the Supreme Court has been continually expanding the power of the federal government in total violation of the Constitution itself, which they're sworn to uphold. And step by step, all power is being progressively centralized in this federal government in Washington, D.C., as we move towards a dictatorship. But it will be done legally, and the average individual doesn't understand this is not happening by accident. It is because there are subversive elements working at the highest levels of our government, working behind the scenes, working in conjunction with the people who control the finances of our country, who control the media. And basically, of course, then they are subtly moving all power to Washington, D.C. as we move from freedom towards fascism. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. So many of the Supreme Court decisions since the 30s, when the FDR proposed his packing of the Supreme Court to get them to do what he wanted them to do, and ultimately they caved in. What we have is the Supreme Court that was designed by our founders to be the watchdog on the federal government. That is, if the legislative branch, the Congress and Senate, passed unconstitutional laws, and if the executive branch didn't veto those laws and kill them before they got on the book, if they made it through both the legislative and the executive branch, then the judicial branch was to shoot them down and say that law is not law, it's not constitutional, here's why it's a violation of the Constitution. So you could see them as kind of the watchdog for the federal government. Most of what they were to do was focus on what issues the federal government was acting unconstitutionally regarding. Now, the guns were turned away from the federal government in the 1930s, and that's exactly what why FDR wanted to pack the Supreme Court. They were continually declaring his New Deal attempt unconstitutional. They were out. They were saying those are not lawful. Those actions of socialism are not lawful. They're not constitutional. We will not permit them. So, in order to change that, and he threatened them, and ultimately they began to comply. And you can see the revolution in the Supreme Court that happened there. In their 180-degree turnaround, even in a year or two, on cases that dealt with things and in one way, in a constitutional way, and then after the revolution, completely unconstitutional. And one of the aspects is then the Supreme Court turned its guns away from the federal government and being the watchdog of the federal government and turned its guns directly upon the state and the laws being passed by the state. In fact, most of the cases that rise before the Supreme Court these days are state issues. That is, the state has some law on the books, and the federal government is going to attack that state law and defeat it. Roe v. Wade, what was that? A case in Texas over whether the abortion laws in Texas that prohibited abortion, whether that was going to be permitted. Federal government said, no, we're not going to permit that any longer. And Lawrence v. Texas, another case on sodomy. The sodomy laws of Texas were struck down by the Supreme Court. In fact, they claim they struck down the sodomy laws of all 50 states, and so on the list goes. So,
have no right to do that. That is not
right.
Has nothing to do with the federal government. That is a matter of the state level, and whether you think that sodomy laws are good or bad, that is a state issue. It has nothing to do with the federal government. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney, and we're right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, so that was the opposite of what our founders designed the Supreme Court to be doing. So that third freedom that we are secured from the federal government interference is freedom of the speech. And the fourth, if of course, follows right on its heel, is the freedom of the press. that Congress cannot do anything to restrict the freedom of the press. And again, here, this is part of the religious freedom clauses of the First Amendment. And the idea is that when you proclaim your Christian faith, sometimes you might do that in print rather than doing that by speaking publicly. And so the freedom of the press, if we look back at the history of it, primarily the newspapers were expressing religious sentiments and religious principles, and many of the sermons of the day were printed in the newspapers and reprinted all over the country. These were religious publications in the sense you could say most of the publishing that took place not only in the colonial era, but in the early national period of our country. The freedom of the press meant religious freedom to publish the truth about God's word. Now, there was a debate that took place in the Burger Court about whether the freedom of the press meant that the press had special protection and preferred status, that it kind of rose to a fourth branch of government, as Potter Stewart said. And the majority said no. Warren Berger said that clause gives the press no special status, no special protection, simply extends the protections of free speech clause to print and broadcast media.
Hold that thought, Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney with the Institute of the Constitution. We're going into the background of our form of life, which is based upon our Constitution. Well, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 24 Liberty. That's 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. And we have Robert calling us from Nevada. Hi, Robert. Are you listening to us on the internet?
Internet, yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I do, if I may. Pastor Whitney, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate that. Pastor, as you know, a lot of municipalities have protection for their employees, police officers, sheriff's deputies and such. There's a word I'm trying to think of. I can't think of it, where you can't sue a city person. I'm blanking on it. But let's say a police officer, law enforcement official violates me or my rights or beats me up, commits brutality, and it's clearly over and aboard what's normal. If I can't sue them, if I can't sue the city because of that protection, could I sue that person individually, for example, Sheriff's Deputy X, which would take them out of that protection and go after them that way?
I believe you can, Robert, because you always have the right when your rights are violated, you always have the right to appeal in a courtroom to have a redress of your grievances. And although, like you say, there's protection built in to try to prevent you from suing the police department for those violations, individually, you could sue the individual police officer involved. The other avenue is to see that the grand jury, when the grand jury is convened, doesn't just become a rubber stamp for the prosecutor. Yes, they deal with the cases that the prosecutor presents before them, but they are also designed to be impaneled to investigate government corruption at any level. So when the grand jury in your county, or if it's at a more local level than that, when that grand jury is convened, that would be a time for them to hear testimony from an individual who's been abused by the police force, who has sought a redress of grievances in terms of whatever appeal process would be involved in asking for an investigation of police brutality or something like that. If that is not a satisfactory process, which it often is not, because usually the police investigating themselves, so they're going to tend to take care of their own and not let not anybody get into trouble for their actions. So the grand jury would be another avenue that the citizen has in terms of dealing with wrongdoing on the part of law enforcement.
Okay, so there are lots of things you can do, Robert. Anything else we can do for you?
No, that's it. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
God bless. Thank you, Robert. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, 831-464-8295. Well, Pastor Whitney, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and plan on actually getting a course for themselves and then putting a course on their local communities. These are being held all across America on a regular basis. It's important, people, that you learn the Constitution so you can discuss it intelligently. Pastor Whitney, how can people get in touch with your organization and get a course and put it on?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we've put together what we call a host kit, because technically you're not teaching it. We do the 12 lectures that are the essential core of the course, and the host kit comes with a student manual, which is a detailed outline of each of those lectures with test questions after each of the lectures and supplemental reading assignments for the student. In addition, there's six additional DVDs and two books that are homework reading assignments, as well as a host manual that gives the host the answers to all the test questions. That's, I know, one of the biggest worries most hosts have, if they get all that right. So the answers to all the test questions, as well as specific instructions about how to conduct the course. And we serve as a backup for anyone hosting a class. I had a host down in North Carolina contact me recently and say, hey, if I have questions that come up in class that I don't know the answer to, can I either call you or email you with those questions? I said, yes, we do that for those who purchase a host kit and are conducting classes. We serve as a support for them, because I know that's one of the greatest fears many people have when they think about the idea of hosting class. Like, oh, no, I know there's going to be somebody that comes up with a question that I don't have the answer to, and I can't face that. Well, it's real simple. Just say, you know, that's an excellent question. If you wouldn't mind, let me get an answer for you from Institute on the Constitution. We'll share that with you next week when we gather. We encourage the host to the next day at the latest give that question to us so that we could turn around in 6 days and get the answer back to them.
All right. Now, how can people get in touch with you by telephone? How can they get to your website?
Yes, by phone, they can call us at Institute on the Constitution. That's a toll-free number, 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number, again, for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if they prefer, they could go on our website, and it's all one word strung together, theamericanview.com. TheAmericanView.com. And when you go to the very first page of our website, you'll see a blue button partway down the page that says more information about HostGIS. Click on that. That'll give you all of your options and the different ways that you can pick up the course. Now, one of the things we know that once you have gone through the course yourself, you are really qualified. It doesn't take a whole long lengthy training or whatever to prepare you. We will back up and be your support system, but you can do this directly off the shelf. You really need no advanced preparation. We have people from all walks of life, whether a housewife, a businessman, somebody that works as a mechanic. Many different people in many different walks of life have picked up our host kit and said, I'm just going to grab a group of my friends. They will meet in my living room. Or many people have chosen to ask their church to allow them to use a facility sometime during the week, or some are actually doing Sunday morning. Many different ways, many different places, all kinds of ways to get the word out about the class that you're hosting. Actually, right now here, we're midway through summer. This is an excellent time to get a host kit because it'll give you several weeks to prepare, maybe view the lectures yourself so you get a head start on it, and begin to put the word out in your community for classes in September. People's summer schedule winds down and the school begins. It's an excellent time to start a class. You can finish the class if you start in September, early September. You can finish the class before Christmas, and the busy season gets going there. So this is an excellent time. Either call us to get your host kit, 1-866-730-9796.
And basically, this is a series of videos or DVDs. Are these DVDs or videos?
Yeah, no. These are DVDs, yeah.
All right, DVDs. And basically, all you need is certainly a player and a television screen. And basically, all the work is done for you. The information is there. And people can begin to learn about the foundation of our freedom, the Constitution of the United States. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you have a question for Pastor David Whitney, but he's been with the Institute as long as I have, 8 or 9, pushing 10 years now. And basically, we're trying to get people to learn about our Constitution and then, of course, to begin to teach it to others and to understand that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is subversive. These people have sworn to uphold the Constitution. They don't believe in the Constitution. They want to centralize all power, which was the antithesis of what America was to be. We were to have a limited federal government, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property and the individual were to be taken care of at the state and the local level. How different it is today, where all power is migrating to Washington, D.C., because the subversive element, of course, is in control. They control the media, and they control the educational system, so most people don't even understand what's going on. And, of course, they control the banking system, so we have certainly in Washington, D.C. today some of the finest politicians that money could buy. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, thank you. So the fifth security of our God-given rights, First Amendment, deals with the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. So in the colonial era, they had experienced again and again the king refusing to answer them, refusing to respond at all to the grievances, and those grievances were serious. They had an English constitution, they had an Englishman's Bill of Rights, they had the Magna Carta, they had their colonial charters, and the king was violating various aspects. Read it right there in the Declaration of Independence, 28 different things where the king has violated the laws of nature, nature's God, violated the English Constitution or the English Bill of Rights or the Magna Carta. And so the king was acting outside the law. That sound like anything going on today? The government acting outside the law? So they wanted to be certain that the system of government they established was one where the citizens had the opportunity to criticize the government in public before the government officials, and those government officials would have to give an answer. They just couldn't say, oh, we're going to ignore you. We're going to pretend you don't exist. How ironic that today, laws have been passed and that say you as a citizen, if you disagree with an elected member of Congress or the White House or, you know, any elected official, and you happen to be in the same building as that official and express verbally or perhaps in a poster board that you put together a sign that says that you disagree with them or you question them in any way, shape, or form, you will be arrested. That's right, arrested and even fined and imprisoned because you oppose the government. What kind of a criminal conspiracy do we have? A direct, absolute, direct violation of the First Amendment is what the law, quote-unquote, the law of the land is, which tells you we have lawbreakers, not lawmakers in Washington, D.C. As you're saying, Dr. Stan, they have no concern for the Constitution. They freely violate it. They have no intention of following it. And if you want to criticize them and you want to complain that they are breaking the law, they'll have you arrested if you happen to be in the same building they are. What a terrible state that we have come to. We cannot allow this to continue. We, the people, must rise up and demand these things be undone and demand that those state officials do not tolerate this to take place within the boundaries of their state. In other words, if you had a politician from Washington, D.C. come into your state and you were in the same building they were and you were expressing your grievance regarding them, the officials in your county, the highest law enforcement official in your county is your sheriff. And if some federal agent, you know, like a Secret Service agent or so forth, sought to arrest you, he cannot do that without the permission of your sheriff. Your sheriff could stop the implementation of that illegal, unconstitutional law, quote-unquote law, in his county, that is within the jurisdictional boundaries that he has been elected to. He could stop it because the sheriff is higher in law enforcement than any federal official and indeed than any state official, including the state police or the FBI, and on the list goes. So many sheriffs are waking up to this, and it's encouraging. I've been privileged to attend some of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association meetings with Sheriff Richard Mack, and hundreds of sheriffs are waking up and recognizing they have the power to interpose, that is, to stand in the way between a federal official violating the Constitution and the citizen who's going to be abused by the federal government when they do violate the Constitution. So that's one of the most encouraging things that is happening in America today from my perspective. We've been working closely with the sheriff in Delaware, Sheriff Jeff Christopher, who his state has basically said the sheriff has no arrest powers any longer. They put a piece of legislation in, which is a violation of their own state constitution, but they just pushed it through, and basically he's the only sheriff there in the state that's willing to stand up to them, and he's suing them and moving forward. But we just concluded a class this week teaching citizens in his county the Constitution, basically taking them through our basic Constitution class, which he is a sheriff. He wants to raise them as his posse, people that are going to help him do what is right and defend the rights of the citizens of his county. But he said the first thing they need to know to serve on his posse is the Constitution. So he said if you've completed the U.S. Constitution course offered by Institute on the Constitution, and then you're qualified for the next level of training and involvement as a volunteer with the Sheriff's Department. I know that probably the sheriff who has the best developed posse anywhere in the country is Sheriff Joe Arpaio down there in Arizona with I don't know how many thousands, but I understand it's multiple thousands.
I think about 3,000, I've heard.
Yeah, of his posse members. So he can, in his county, step up against federal officials and say, no, you're not going to break the law here. You're not going to violate the Constitution. No matter what unlaw you pass back there in Washington, D.C., you cannot do that here in Sheriff Joe Arpaio's county. And that's what I think is our best protection at this point in time, is at that local level, the county level. Very important who gets elected as sheriff. We need to be sure we have a sheriff who knows the Constitution himself, and a sheriff who's willing to see that the Constitution is followed in the boundaries of, within the boundaries of his county. And so that's one of the very immediate things a person can do once they've taken our course. They can go talk to their sheriff. Say, Sheriff, if you learn these things, you know these things about the Constitution, if you haven't, please come take the course. I have friends up in Michigan who are doing this course, and I commended them because in their first time out of the box, they just bought the kit and started the class, and they got their sheriff, their local county sheriff, to attend their classes on the U.S. Constitution. So I know they haven't completed their series yet, but we praise God for citizens like that who recognize reaching out to their sheriff, helping their sheriff understand the supreme law that he took an oath before Almighty God to uphold. It's a vital thing that the citizens can and should do.
I agree with you, David. And basically, of course, people have to understand that the oath is not simply just you swearing. It's just swearing to God. That's what the reason that an oath had meaning. But basically, of course, there are those who would destroy our belief in God, our relationship to God, and the country's relationship to God. There is no neutral position, basically. You may think you just don't want to be involved, but you are involved one way or the other. And you're either on the side of those people who believe in freedom under God, or on the side of the people who would certainly create this wonderful new utopian society, but this is under Luciferian control. And basically, if you don't understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, you're part of the problem. Well, once again, David, how can people get to you? What's the telephone number?
Our phone number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And our website, if people prefer to go to our website, is theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com.
Okay, and I recommend this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Get a kit, get started learning about it. Teach others. Do you care about freedom? Because once lost, it will never be regained.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Pastor David Whitney, and he makes the point. But basically, freedom is not free. Either you are involved in helping us to maintain our constitutional system of government, or it's going to be lost, and freedom as you've known it will simply become a remembrance of the distant past. And you have no neutral position to take. It's not that you can sit back and say, well, somebody else will do it. No, ladies and gentlemen, if you value your freedom, if you want your children, your grandchildren to live free, you get involved. You learn about the Constitution. You help us get the information out. You get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You understand that there really are demonic and satanic and Luciferian forces working at the highest levels of our government. See what some of the richest people in America actually talk about and the secret cabal that they're part of. We simply quote what they say and what others who study this have said. But basically, they readily admit what they're doing. And if you doubt what they're up to, go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. You'll see it right there on their website. It's three curved sixes. And if you look very carefully on the inside, you'll see that they are three sixes. They're three curved arrows, make up three sixes, joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Why do you think that they use that logo? Because they're a Luciferian organization, ladies and gentlemen. They want to create a one-world government, and that's the basis of America's foreign policy today, not to maintain America, not to bring freedom and democracy to the world, to create a one-world totalitarian government, which is why we support dictatorships all throughout the world. Why do you think we support Saudi Arabia? And we're just so offended by what goes on in Syria, but it's all right to support Saudi Arabia when they still chop off hands and feet, where they decapitate people, they stone women to death for adultery, they castrate women, and they do this publicly every weekend to the cheers of the throngs. And where's the outcry from the media in America? There is deafening in its silence. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem. First of all, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk on world revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a billionaire who was kind enough to invite me into his home. He was there when we brought Fidel Castro to power. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fidel Castro wasn't selected by the American people. He was selected by the American State Department. Why? Because he was one of the finest enemies money could buy. And now we would have an enemy. We could rally the people behind the government who are going to protect us from the wicked communists. And if you believe that, why, of course, and most people do, why, of course, you're believing just what you're supposed to believe. The DVDs, again, The World Revolution, my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, my talk on population control, the secret agenda, and finally, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you get those, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can certainly watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs live or archived. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on population control agenda and how they've already killed several billion people and they intend to kill billions more. We're not talking about something imaginary. I wouldn't be doing these programs 5 hours a day unless it was a real problem at 84 years of age. But I'm doing this hoping that very soon, of course, you or someone else will be able to pick up and and carry on when I'm no longer able to do this. But so certainly get the information. If you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, quite frankly, we need your financing, because a lot of people are having financial problems. And certainly, if you can like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and our monthly newsletter. Oh, certainly you can get our various products, our health products. Certainly we have an excellent line of health products and of spices. We have certainly the Miracle 2 soap products. We have certainly a gasoline preservative called Preservative, diesel preservative called PRI, number 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lauren Davis, who's a missionary. He's been in Africa for, but I think, close to 25 years, India. He's certainly bringing the word of God to the people in that dark continent, people who really, of course, many of them have a much better concept of the spiritual battle that's being fought today than the average person in America. I know when I lived in Africa, it was very obvious that the native population there was well aware of the fact that there were Luciferian and demonic forces. They were real, certainly. All the maids put their beds up on paint cans because they didn't want Togolos, who was a little devil, to get in bed with them. They all believe that. They believe in this supernatural entities, and these are not imaginary. There are supernatural entities out there, and they're working today at the highest levels of our government today. But the average American doesn't understand these sort of things. Most Americans don't understand that there really is a supernatural realm out there. There is another dimension. There are demonic forces, and we're involved in an eternal battle for the souls of men. A battle between good and evil, and we're going to have to pick up sides, one side or the other. Well, Lauren's over there bringing many of the people in Africa, many times thousands at a time, into a personal relationship with our Lord. Lauren, you pick up the story.
Thank you, sir. And I would like to pick up really talking about the current event that's going on right now, and that is the Zimmerman trial. All the coverage that it has gotten, the judgment that has come down, and also the reaction and the aftermath of the judgment and the trial. And so what I want to talk about today is the issue of judging in relation to Zimmerman, and I don't want to necessarily get into, all the intricacies of that trial, but I want to talk about the issue of judging, because so many preachers today, including Rick Warren, they teach not to judge. Also, so many Christians have followed that way. And so if you say anything, and I even preach against sin or anything else, they say, don't judge. don't judge. Well, I would like to look at this issue on judging from a biblical perspective. And, you know, judging seems to be a complicated matter, particularly among most Christians. And as I mentioned, most have been taught in Christianity today not to judge. But many who teach this, on the other hand, would be quick to judge you if you disagreed with them. In fact, I was in a particular place, you know, just minding my own business, and someone came up to me, a woman came up to me, and she said, why do you disagree with Rick Warren? And she was hot, and then her husband said, you should not judge. But there, they were judging me, telling me not to judge, and they were judging me. I thought it was very interesting. You know, there are some scriptures that say, judge not. But there are other scriptures that teach us to judge. So is the Bible contradicting itself? Which position is right? Actually, both positions are right, but you have to take them in the context. When it says judge not, you have to take it in that context. And then when it says to judge, take it within that context. Here are some scriptures that they use on not judging. Okay, Matthew 7, verse 1. It says, judge not that ye be not judged. And it says, thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt clearly be able to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Lauren Davis.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lauren Davis. He's simply talking about this concept of judging and do we have a right to judge what's going on? And but basically, of course, Lauren, if we could get to the point, because I, you know, a lot of our listeners certainly, I think, would agree with you that we had certainly had a right to make a judgment upon what happened with the Zimmerman trial down there, certainly, and I personally believe that this man was set up. I believe he was an innocent. I believe he made some serious mistakes, but he did not intentionally kill them. The gentleman, I think that he killed him because he was concerned about his own life. This fellow was on top of him, was pounding his head into the concrete. I think he had a perfect right to respond under those circumstances. And everything was done to play down the fact that this young man had had repeated altercations with the law, that he was on drugs that night, he was on marijuana, and that basically he had actually attacked this Zimmerman. It was not that Zimmerman attacked him. Zimmerman may have been following, but Zimmerman did not attack him. He attacked Zimmerman, and it makes an entirely different phrase out of it. But well, what was the point you wanted to make, Lauren?
Yes. Well, I'm dealing with this issue of, you know, the scripture not to judge and then judging. And so most people have just preachers today and Christians are just saying don't judge. And I want to get deeper into this, but related to this and in Exodus 20 verse 16 in the Ten Commandments, it says thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And really this would really be in the arena of judging. You're not to come and to lie and to accuse someone who of doing something that they have not done. Now, this is the, you know, they're judging someone when they should not there. They don't have any facts. In John 16, verse 2, Jesus said they will put you out of the synagogue. And so many of the preachers, you know, who teach not to judge, they would not let me preach in their churches because, you know, I am preaching the Bible, and many of them have gone politically correct, and they don't want to hear actually what the Bible is today. It's a new liberal modern Christianity. So in reality, those who don't say judge are judging. In the books of Galatians, Philippians, and Romans in the Bible, it teaches against slander, of backbiting, and malignity. All of these are parts of the works of the flesh. So unsubstantiated rumors unjustly destroy reputations, lives, and ministry. So judging people when you really don't know the facts, this is evil. In fact, Jesus was the most judged of any person. John 1, verse 11 says, he came to his own, and his own received him not. So he was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. And his own people made a judgment on him. They judged whether he was the Savior, whether he was the Messiah or not. And so they judged him. And even though he did the miracles, even though he fed the poor, even though he taught the teachings that no one, you know, really could dispute, yet they judged him really as an evil person.
But don't you think this was really the Sadducees, this was really the Pharisees, because Jesus was challenging their position of authority. I think that certainly the people there, we know that when Jesus came to Jerusalem there on Palm Sunday, why? Because the people were all excited about him. And it wasn't until certainly the Pharisees and the Sadducees started agitating against him that they were able to get a small number of people, but not the vast majority of the number of the people. Most people simply go along. They're not involved one way or the other, which is a tragedy. But most people simply stand on the sidelines, or when everybody's booing somebody, they'll tend to boo as well, or certainly. But basically, it was the organized effort on the part of the Sadducees and Pharisees that, of course, led, of course, to the conviction and crucifixion of Jesus. This wasn't the average Jewish person. This wasn't the average citizen. It was a group of people who had a vested financial interest in maintaining their power base and, of course, trying to stay on good terms with the occupying powers, the Romans. But go right ahead.
Yes, but as you say, it's the religious leaders, even though they were in a minority, not the majority of the people who loved Jesus, they were the one that had the influence with the political leaders. And they even said, you know, he's going to undermine your rulership. Yeah, speaking of the Roman rulership. And so it was the rivalry against Jesus was from religious leaders. In fact, actually, what you end up finding, you finding that all the accusations made against Jesus, the religious leaders were finally able to stir the people up emotionally, and they made a judgment, crucify him, crucify him. And even though Pilate could find nothing wrong with them in the judgment, and so they judged him out of emotion because of what their leaders said. They were following their leaders without really knowing the fact, and even knowing something opposite about Jesus. They heard him speak. They saw his miracles, and yet their leaders were able to stir up the masses, even to have him crucified. In fact, Jesus was even accused of being a sinner by these religious leaders. In Revelation 12, verse 10, it says, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And so he is the one that brought accusation, and that's for thou shalt not judge come in. You see, Israel misjudged true prophets and had them killed, but they did not judge false prophets. And so that is what is even happening today in Christianity and all political arenas and other arenas, is they are judging the true prophets, the right God's right way, and they say it's wrong, and we must get rid of it. This is the new day, but they are not judging the false prophets, the false preachers, and those that would lead even the country down a primrose road to destruction. When the scriptures teach against judging, they are referring to misjudging true servants of God. Religious people are noted for destroying good men of God, and they're doing it in the name of God. In fact, Jesus said, you'll be hated of all men for my sake, and for those who kill you will think they're doing God's service. And Dr. Stan, it's very interesting to me that even today, many religious leaders are taking the sides of the political that stands against the Bible. Now, that's amazing. Many Christian leaders are just going out of emotion, and when certain political leaders are standing against the principles of the Bible, and they're going for homosexuality, they're going for abortion, and yet it's a phenomenon. How many professing Christian preachers are standing with them? In Revelation 16, verse 6 to 7, it said, and they shed the blood of the saints and of the prophets. And so, but now, here's another arena on judging. You know, that is judging on hearsay. John 7, verse 51, it says, does our law judge any man before it hears him and knows what he does? And in Jude 10, it says, but these speak evil of things that they know not. So hearsay is inadmissible in court. You know, someone told me they did that or that or something else. To judge on hearsay is to judge on rumors and not on substantiated evidence. This kind of judgment is evil, a hearsay judgment, and not on the facts. So on many things, and this is where we get in the arena of judge not, and that is people judge on hearsay. They prejudge a matter. And even many Christians do the same thing. They prejudge an issue before they even hear the matter. And this is prejudice. And so many times people make judgments on emotions, not with their facts. And, I mean, you can really get in deadly problems when you make judgments on your emotions and not use your head. But so many people make judgments and they're not thinking. They're not thinking of the consequences. And are really even at the fact or what it would do to someone else. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, it says, man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So sometimes by just looking on the outside, something randomly come by. Many people judge all day long, and many Christian people are some of the worst in the world by just judging a person by how they look and or some other mannerisms they have. But it says the Lord looks on the heart. So you should not judge on the outward appearance of a person. You should not judge on a rumor you hear about a person. You need to have your own facts and to find out yourself. Now, let me show you something today.
Well, let me just point out, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Lauren Davis, who is a missionary from Africa and India. But go right ahead, Lauren.
Sure. You know, according to the Bible, it is not wrong to defend yourself when you are accused falsely. In Acts 22, it says Paul defended himself. You know, he was brought before the court, and they accused him of things, but they could not prove the allegations that were made against him. And in Isaiah 54, verse 17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. And so when someone stands and they make false allegations against you and accuse you wrongly, you're to stand up and you're to open your mouth and you're to speak out and condemn the judgment.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Lauren was simply saying that when he went to Africa, went to Tanzania 25 years ago, why he found out suddenly there had been a lot of ministers there before, but they suddenly had been preaching a gospel that was basically based upon, you know, suddenly give us money, you know, we'll put you into a personal relationship with the Lord, but it was all about money. And when, of course, when Lauren, 25 years ago, began preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and suddenly in him, suddenly born again and offering salvation, why, he came under tremendous pressure. He was came under tremendous judgment in Africa because he was preaching the gospel, and he wasn't there primarily for monetary gain. He was there to bring people into a personal relationship with the Lord. And so basically pick up the story from there, Lauren. You're in Africa, you're trying to get the word out, you're coming under tremendous pressure, you're being vilified and attacked because you're speaking out against this form of Christianity that is all about certainly exploiting the people and raising money so that certainly the ministers would do well off financially, but they were not trying to bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord. Pick the story up from that point.
Okay, Dr. Stan, well, what I found, you know, I opened the conferences up so that the, you know, I said, you can question, openly question what I'm teaching, but everything is going to be according to the Bible, so this is going to be open forum. I found I had a very, very hot forum, and the main thing that was coming at me was over this issue, what I'm talking about tonight. So I'm not just talking about a philosophy tonight, I'm talking about thing that we are facing straight on, and it's been hot. They said, you are not the judge. You know, I mean, I believe the Bible this way. You believe the Bible that way. This is the way I take it. This is the way the Holy Ghost. And many things that were totally contrary to Scripture, so that. So they would tell me, don't judge. Don't judge. And so it actually, they declared war on me because I was teaching the Word of God, and they were taught things from other ministers from the West, and they were told not to judge. So this, they said, you're getting in strife. Here I'm trying to teach sound doctrine, and they said, you're getting in strife. You're not walking in love by doing this. And I told them, well, you know, we know that strife in itself is a bad thing, but when you speak the truth, the Bible says that we are to contend for the truth. So when you speak to the contend for the truth, you know, that is fighting for the truth. And literally, when you stand for the truth, it's war. It's war. And it broke out so hot and so heavy. In fact, it was very heated. It was very heated in that meeting. At the end of the time, they ran a full-page ad in one of the big newspapers in Tanzania, and they said if I ever came back, they would destroy me. Now, this is from religious, this was the religious leaders that signed their name on that. So, and all I was doing is speaking the Bible about living, you know, in morality and godliness and not exploiting the people. And so they had literally done to me like the Pharisees had done to Jesus, like the others had done to Paul, and they had judged me and said, get out. And this is where in the arena where the Bible says, judge not, even like the Israelites, they judged the true prophets of God. I'm not calling myself a prophet, but those who were standing on the word of God, they judged them evil and cast them out. And it seemed like the people you know, we're gravitating, you know, to these others that were teaching false doctrines. Why? He was teaching them things that they want to hear. They said, you know, you can be rich. You'll be rich. And you actually, you don't have to worry about living a moral life to go to heaven. You know, with the grace of God, no matter what you do, you go to heaven. And so the matter of judging not, in fact, so anyway, about 10 years passed, Doctor.
Well, now, did you come back to Tanzania? Did you go to Kenya at that time? What did you do?
Well, I did. I went to Kenya. I was coming back. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of a fight. But the Holy Spirit told me not to come back right then. And so, you know, I really kicked the dust off of my feet, and I went to Kenya. But incredibly, about 10 years later, 10 or 15 years later, some of the major bishops in Tanzania contacted me. And in fact, I held a crusade in Moshi, Tanzania, which is by Mount Kilimanjaro. And incredibly, one of the major ex-bishops of a big denomination was there, and we had a meeting with all the pastors and all the bishops just before the big crusade to start. And I was shocked that seated next to me was a very prominent bishop. He was the former bishop of a major denomination there. And I was actually shocked he was there. I'd heard about him. But he sat next to me, and anyway, I sat down and I shook hands with him. And
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lauren was simply saying that initially why he was really forced out of Tanzania. They bought a full-page ad that was signed by all the religious leaders in Tanzania telling him to leave and not come back. He was judgmental. And so, of course, Lauren shifted the center of his operation in Africa to Kenya. And he was there for a decade, maybe longer, and then he was invited to come back to do a crusade on the slopes of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. And the ex-bishop, one of the ex-bishops, who had certainly Lauren had never met before, but the ex-bishop invited him to come to Dar es Salaam. This bishop's son-in-law was the chief bishop. This man was retired at the time. But he asked Lauren to come to Dar es Salaam there in Tanzania, and they were going to get all the ministers together, and they were going to put on a great crusade. Now, this is somewhere 10 to 15 years after Lauren had been ordered to leave by the ministers there because he'd spoken out against their materialism and the fact that they were not teaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So what happened at that point, Lauren?
So my wife and I and our crusade manager flew to Dar es Salaam after we returned to Nairobi. We flew to Dar es Salaam and we met with the current bishop of this big denomination and came into their offices and he welcomed us, gave us a red carpet treatment. He said, "Yes, I want you to come for a crusade." He said, we'll have 10,000 pastors come in from all over the whole nation." And I'm raising my eyebrow in relation to what had happened to me with the full-page ad against me before. I'm saying, and like they say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is not true. But anyway, you want to believe the best out of everybody. So anyway, finally we accepted the invitation. And I sent my crusade manager back there, and he met with pastors in that city. And in fact, they were going to have 1,000 pastors, 1,000 churches behind our crusade. And we got a big field. And so we actually invested a lot of money, and everything looked really tremendous. And I thought, thank God for what you're doing. I would have never foreseen being able to come back to Dar es Salaam for a crusade, and now the big welcoming that I'm getting. And so we flew back there for the crusade. When we came back, we were brought over to the headquarters to see that major bishop again in his office. And he put his arms around me and he said, "Welcome home. Welcome home." And he hugged me and embraced me and with such warmth. And he said, "Yes, this is going to be tremendous. I'm going to be there every night." Well, so my wife and I were just elated. And his underbishop took us and said, "We want you to stay in this nice hotel," took us particular thing. But to make a long story short, and everything looking so great and tremendous, we're excited. We don't want to be in contention with others. We're out to just build the kingdom of God. But we came the first night of the crusade, Dr. Stan, and I was startled. We may have had 1,000 people there that night. And we, when my crusades get very, very large, sometimes in the hundreds of thousands in a night. And that bishop was there. But we were supposed to have at least 1,000 pastors behind us, and now only 1,000 people. And so my eyebrows begin to really raise. What in the world is going on? And so we had the meeting that night. And, of course, we went back and we were very troubled. And then the second night we went there, and I think I told you before, and the second night the meeting hadn't grown much, but when we came back, we found in our hotel room was torn up, the safe was stolen, $8,000 in the safe, our passports, our credit cards, everything. And so we were really set up. We were totally set up to destroy it. And the amazing thing in the whole thing is this was done, like Judas with a kiss on the cheek. He betrayed Jesus. They brought us in. They pursued us to come back. We were not pursuing to come back, but they came through pursuing us and brought us in and setting us up to destroy us. And so now when you come, you know, you're preaching the true word of God, and then they say, don't judge, don't judge. Well, you know, we can judge between what's right and wrong. But there's one thing, you know, the Bible talks about Ishmael, the son of Hagar and the son of Abraham, and also Isaac, who was the son of Abraham. One, Ishmael was born of the flesh, but Isaac was born of the spirit. And Galatians 4:29 says, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. So what I am finding, Dr. Stan, is we've taken a strong stand teaching sound Bible doctrine. And, you know, that it's the blood that atones. Many teach today the blood doesn't atone, that Jesus' death on the cross did not pay for sin. It was suffering in hell 3 days. And I said, no. But what that, it is the blood and it is the cross. But when you stand like that, you know, then they say, well, you know, you're stirring up strife, speaking to me. You're stirring up strife, contending with major teachers who are teaching this other thing. But, you know, when you're standing for the truth, that's not stirring up strife. If that is strife, Jesus was the most guilty, because when he spoke the truth, it was the religious leaders, the Pharisees, that hated him, and all hell broke loose. And but we know that it was not a strifeful thing. It did stir things up, but he did not do it in the spirit of strife. He did it to bring truth. And I think where we are even in this country, in America today, what I found, Dr. Stan, is that that when I'm speaking biblical truth, you know, there's a lot of hostility. And the conferences that I have spoken on sound Bible doctrine in Africa, the pastors will not allow this here, because there is a new Christianity that has arisen today. And this Christianity is based on humanism. You know, it's based on success. It's based on people, you know, how great you are. It's not on Jesus Christ. The message is not on salvation. The message is not on repentance. It's feel-good messages. And so when you want to come and bring people back to the basics of salvation, what I have found there is, even in America, okay, I'm bringing what happened. This is what we experienced in Africa. And it's amazing. It's a miracle. We have so many stories. There's been attempts to kill us over this. But we come back to America, and we find it's the same situation in the church and also politically in the country today, is that people are closed-minded. And so people have a made-up mind, whether particularly, you know, if one is one political party or another. Many people vote straight party line. It doesn't matter, you know, what the party stands for. And many Christian people, they'll vote a straight party line when their political party stands against the Bible. It seems many preachers do the same thing. It seems like the brain, you know, is locked up. It cannot think. There's no judgment. People are just swayed. They're swayed by race. They're swayed by their political party, and also in denomination. And I think, as I talked to you last time, that in denomination, you know, whether it's Lutheran, Baptist, Catholic, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, it seems like inside Christianity that that each one, you know, has got their own doctrines, and many of them disagree with the others. And many of the mainline denominations today, they believe in ordaining homosexuals, for example. And, you know, how in the world can they call themselves Christians? Many of them are back abortion. They back liberal agendas. They're totally opposite the Bible. But if you speak up, they get very hot and they say, don't judge. Don't judge. You're not to judge. Well, the scriptures, there are many scriptures that teach us to judge. In fact, in Luke 12, verse 56 to 57, he says, why cannot you judge that which is right? another thing about judging is 1 John 4:1, it says, try the spirit to see if they be of God. That's judging. That is judging. And we're to try the spirit. 1 Corinthians 11:31, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But I know you've noticed yourself. I know you're a very smart man, that people in particular denominations, they're not going to think out of the box of that denomination. It doesn't matter what the Bible says. You can open the Bible before them, and you can say, look what the Bible says. But they say, I believe this, I believe that. My denomination believes this, my denomination believes that. And so I have found in Africa, I have found that there, according to my experience, that the African people, the people, are more open-minded to hear both sides of a matter and to make a judgment on that, particularly related to the Bible, than people in America. I have found in our country that so many people, it seems to me, okay, coming back here, I'm gone about 3 months, I'm back 3 months, but it seems like to me that people are closed-minded, and so, you know, they're making emotional decisions in voting. They're making emotional decisions, like on the Zimmerman case, on everything else. And I think that is very deadly for the church to be that way, and I think it's very deadly for our country.
Well, I certainly agree with you, but of course, I believe that there has been an organized effort to infiltrate the seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. We can see the tragic result in the Catholic Church, where there's so much homosexuality and pedophilia. And this is a representation, I think, of the infiltration of the church and the destruction of its moral foundation. But I think the same thing has happened to many of the Protestant sects as well. I don't think it happened by accident. I think it's happened by intent. And I believe that they really, of course, they understand that people need to be ruled by God or by tyrants, and they've done everything they could to undermine the tenets of the Christian faith here in America. They've done a pretty good job of it, at least in many of the denominations. Would you agree?
Absolutely, totally. And even the evangelical movement, you know, which is supposed to be the conservative, the biblical conservative arm. Now, I know Rick Warren has come in, and he is liberal theologically, and also politically and on down the line, but he has absolutely got a stronghold in. And so we see the evangelical movement has shifted and shifted theologically. And so what I have tried to do, I have tried to say, wait a minute. I know this is what is being taught. This is the current thing. Even the Purpose-Driven Life sold 32 million books. And so people sway by whatever is the hottest book in the Christian bookstore right now. I mean, that I'm not even talking outside of Christianity, inside Christianity. So instead of the Bible being the final authority in making judgment, all right, it seems like people have put the Bible aside. They're going after every new Christian book, every author, every popular author. And so whatever he says is the going thing. And so I have found if you speak out against these authors, these so-called Christian books sold in Christian bookstores, now what I have found in Christian bookstores, you'll find every book on every persuasion almost on either side of the argument on doctrinal issues or whatever. So it has appeared to me, Dr. Stan, that most Christian bookstores, you know, their main interest and objective is not to spread truth, but it's business. So they'll sell any book of any persuasion, any side, what anybody wants to believe. The bottom line is money. And that is so much has happened even in Christianity, in churches, in the pulpits. But we are to judge these books, what they say, according to the Bible. We're to judge what a pastor says according to the Bible. Many pastors say, you know, I'm the anointed man of God. Don't touch the anointed. Don't judge me. Wait a minute. If you speak something that is contrary to the Bible, I'm going to judge whether that is right or wrong. I'm not going to just go with it just because some great doctor of theology has said that it's right. And the Bible teaches this to do this. In 1 Corinthians 2:15, it says, he that is spiritual judges all things. And 1 Corinthians 5:12-13, it says, do we not judge them that are within, but without God judge? And the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:1-5, the saints shall judge the world. Are you not unworthy to judge the smallest matters? But you see, you know, when judgment fails, a nation fails. When a person loses good judgment, we judge, they tell us not to judge. If you don't have good judgment, your business is going to fail. You've got to judge whether your product is a product that people want, if it's a quality product or whatever. And people make judgments all day long, every day. If you don't have good judgment, even in choosing a husband or a wife, and you just make a choice out of emotion. I mean, this is one reason why even so many Christians, as well as non-Christians, have terrible marriages, is they don't really check things out. They just go by their emotions. They put their minds totally aside. And so many Christians believe, well, you know, when you accept the Lord, you don't go by your brain anymore. And they say this is following the Spirit. And in reality, it's not following the Spirit. They're following their own emotions. And your emotions can destroy you. John 7:24 says, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So we are to judge righteous judgment. The Bible teaches us to judge by the Spirit to see if they be of God. And the most deadly thing in the world is for people not to judge matters. But, you know, for so many Christians who say, don't judge, like I said, an issue I've come up with, particularly in America, when I come and want to bring the Bible in relation to, like I said, the schism that is in Christianity, I'm not out to promote one denomination. I'm out to promote Jesus and truth in the Bible. But people get very emotionally involved, and they don't want to hear. They have closed ears and don't want to hear. And I believe that is the bottom line of why this country is in the shape that it's in.
I think so, too. How can people get in touch with you, Lauren? Do you have a telephone number or a website?
I have a website. My website is Lauren Davis, L-O-R-E-N, Davis.com.
LaurenDavis.com. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here to wrap up tonight's program, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, because we're really totally dependent upon the people who listen to our programs to help us. We do carry a few advertisements, but actually some of our advertisers have come on hard times, and basically, if you would have something you'd like to advertise, why, we'd love to carry an advertisement for you. And then, of course, we do hope many of you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down a list of all the tapes and the videos that we have, 4 CD sets, and the information there that will help you better to understand what is going on in the world and what needs to be done to once again secure our freedom. Because you have to understand, there's an organized, orchestrated effort by a group of very evil people who want to take away our freedom and establish a one-world government. If you'd like to read what Barry Goldwater says, we have second count and copies of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, where Barry Goldwater will tell you that the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take control of the entire world, the financial and economic control of the world, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. By first seizing control of the political government of the United States, those are Barry Goldwater's words on page 280 of his book. You need to read the rest of that chapter about America's unelected rulers. The book, With No Apologies, by Barry Goldwater, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to read what David Rockefeller says about the secret cabal that he's part of, that really, of course, is intent upon bringing about this world government, the book is Memoirs by David Rockefeller. It's available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, you need to put things into perspective. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get certainly my the talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. You need to get my talk on Population Control, The Secret Agenda. Because basically there is a secret agenda. They're in the process of killing off billions of people today, and they intend to kill off most of the population of the earth with disease and certainly with wars and with other methods. They're in the process of doing it. They're using abortion. They're using euthanasia. They're creating new and terrible diseases. They're poisoning our food and our water and our air. And if you don't understand what's going on with the chemtrails, you need to get the DVD on geoengineering and the 4 CD set on geoengineering, poisoning the food. You need to get the DVD certainly on aspartame by Benny Martini, and you need to get the 4 CD set on aspartame. These are not imaginary things. They're really very real, and you can help us by getting them and then watching them and then copying them and getting them out, because anything we have produced, you have our permission to reduplicate yourself. Our job is to try to reach as many people as we can in the allotted time, but they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning our children, and few people care. They're poisoning the forest, they're poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that'll poison the bees. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's real. These things are taking place. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can certainly go there, and you can certainly see all the various items. We do have items we sell. We have health products, and many of these you really should be taking because you're not getting adequate vitamin D. You're not getting adequate magnesium and selenium. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, look for the health products, or if you'd just like a list of the products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope maybe you'll consider carrying our health products or getting our health products, getting the spices, the Miracle 2 soap products, Big Berkey's, and then please pray for Radio Liberty on provision and protection.
As we raise our voices.
Whether you're just getting out of bed or in bed or having breakfast or in the car or at work, whatever, we are so happy to have you join us.